Right then, afternoon, it is today's Best Mix in Sussex and Surrey, 102.7 Mercury FM. This is Paul and Emma, and not our new usual show for a Sunday.
Oh, no.
Not the Tune Raiders, that will return next week. It is at Mercury FM's 18th birthday.
Yes!
And we're joined by the voices that made Mercury FM, Radio Mercury as it was back then, famous. And there was a guy that was on the first day of broadcasting, 20th of October, 1984, 18 years ago today. And you know him as PY. It's Peter Young who's joined us.
Hello there. How are you?
Good morning.
Good
afternoon,
hello.
I should say, rather.
Whatever.
Peter, which show did you do? Remind us.
Right, well, the very first slot I had on Mercury on that opening day on Saturday was the Saturday Soul Show, which went out between 6 and 9, I think, in the evening, from memory. Right. And that was my regular, you know, slot for doing what I liked. During the week, I had to sort of stick to the rules a bit. Mm. Not that I ever did, but I remember sitting there on that first night doing the Soul Show, and there was a party going on, of course. All the board members were there. Extremely bored members, I should think. And, you know, just general people from the area who'd popped in to wish the station bon voyage. And I was sitting there in the studio in the middle of the Soul Show playing James Brown when a vicar walked in. I don't actually know whether he was on the board or connected with the station in any way, but he said, "Oh, good evening, young man. Welcome to Radio Mercury. I'm just wondering if there was any possibility of you playing a Mantovani record for my wife." And I said, "Well, the nearest I can get to that is Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine by James Brown. I hope that'll do."
Listen, PY, what we're going to do is we'll just take a break. Let's play a song, and we'll be back with you in just a moment, OK?
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
PY, great. Back with us. Mercury FM's 18th birthday. Today's Best Mix, 102.7 Mercury FM. It's Paul and Emma here. Mercury FM's 18th birthday. And we're celebrating. Let's bring PY back. Peter Young is with us.
Yep. Hello there.
From day one of Mercury FM. That was the Saturday, as you say.
Right.
So who did the breakfast show back then on day one?
The breakfast show was originally presented by a man who I've worked with on many occasions over the years, great mate of mine, Tony Myatt.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just beginning to regret saying great mate because that sounds like smashy and nice, but
it's
too late
mate.
Now. It's too late.
Well, he is a great mate.
He's a fantastic bloke, and he was, I think, probably one of the ultimate professionals. It was totally right that he did do the breakfast show, and
excellent.
He had a very good lineup because he was followed by Ed Stewart. "Hello, darling." And then, of course, at lunchtime, they had the phone-in show with Andrew Marshall, and then they really sank into the depths at 3 o'clock when I came on.
Oh, listen, PY, don't put yourself down, my friend.
No, I'll leave it to you.
Exactly. Oh. Listen, PY, thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining in our 18th birthday celebrations.
Oh, it's a great pleasure.
And good luck for the future. Here's to the 21st. We'll have you back then.
Oh, will you?
Yes, we'll do it again.
You know, I was sacked from Radio Mercury, but I don't mind, you know.
You must
no
have deserved
hard feeling.
It.
Yes, I refuse to play Wombling Merry Christmas in May.
That's
that was my downfall.
That's enough to
you
get you out of...
You deserve a pay rise, not a
second
for that.
Thank you, PY.
All the best.
Thanks for joining us.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Peter Young, Mercury FM's 18th birthday. They're all joining us today. The old guys. We're not old. When we say old, we don't mean old, do we?
As in past.
Past.
Presenter.
The voices, the people and the voices that made Mercury FM, Radio Mercury FM, as it was back then, famous. We're back in just a moment. It's Paul and Emma. Sunday afternoon on the Birthday Bash.
Yes.